Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Can you tell me, with which political party are you registered? Republican?
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. You are definitely going to vote. Very likely
yes.
To vote.
I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary election?
I'm going to cut you off so you don't have to repeat everything, all, you know, the whole thing.
I really understand your complaints, but this is a short survey, I promise.
I understand. I was just trying, if I already know the answer, you don't have to complete the whole sentence, because I know you talk a whole lot, you know, during the surveys. So, anyhow, that's okay, whatever. Go ahead.
You're going to vote at your polling place on election day or at a
defined
early voting location?
On election day.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is your main racial background?
White, Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me your age?
64.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
And would you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. Then we have Christina Fitzpatrick.
Don't know her.
Don't know her, okay. Then we have Gabriel Papadopoulos.
Don't know.
Okay. Then we have Jack Mariano.
Mariano. Don't know.
Jack Mariano. Okay.
Who?
Jack Mariano. Oh. That's the first name. Jack.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Then we have Chris Knuckle.
Goodness. You're going to give me some names I know? No, I don't know.
Okay. There's just two more. Lisa Jager.
Don't know.
And the last one is Mike Parsano.
Don't know.
Okay, thank you so
much. We're batting a zero.
Okay, yes, I know. And now I'm going to ask you a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today among the following candidates,
all right, slow down just a little bit, sweetheart. It's raining outside, so. All right, what was that? Can you start that one over just a little bit slower?
Oh, okay, sure. If the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? John Legge or Michelle Mandarin?
Michelle.
Michelle, okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Michelle Mandarin?
Probably.
Got it. And if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Lisa Jager, Gabriel Papadopoulos, or Christina Fitzpatrick?
Fitzpatrick, I believe.
Okay. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Christina?
Probably.
Fitzpatrick? probably.
Yeah, I need to do more research on my locals more than mine, because I think that's what you.
Yes.
Too much has been going on the last 3 weeks that is mind-boggling. So it's like I haven't even looked at the locals.
Okay. Well, continue with the survey. Lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Jack Mariano or Gina Pinochiario?
Mariano.
Mariano. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Jack
Probably.
Mariano?
I'd say probably on all of it. I haven't done enough research.
Okay. Yeah, I really understand that. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Jaeger and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Jaeger,
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I haven't seen or
Thank
heard.
You so much. Okay. And now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And is that very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
High school and tech.
Okay, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.